Greetings to everyone here on Facebook. This is Pastor Dr. Radcliffe. I haven't got on this broadcast, Hope of Glory broadcast radio, in a while. But to God be the glory, God laid it on my heart to come back. I'll be back on the radio here online, Hope of Glory online radio. People of God from everywhere, I thank God for His grace and His mercy that we are in a season for healing, deliverance, and breakthroughs and miracles. But don't we know we're in a world of hurting, where there are hurting people everywhere that need prayers? We have to pray and govern our state, which is Louisiana, really the United States of America. We need to pray for God to really stop the violence. Glory be to God, you know, because no one is gaining nothing. Stop the hating, the backbiting. Oh, wow, I could go on and on. It's a list of things because God has given me a word of growth. You know, we in a season that we must grow in the word of God. We must get in a relationship with God. For greater is He that is in us than he that's in this world. If you know that greatness applying to your life, it is time for you to say, let me surrender. Let me surrender this flesh that I may gain the kingdom of God with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. All of my getting it and understanding of God. When we seek out God's way, we know God's way is an excellent way. We know God's way is a perfect way. Glory be. But it takes progress into growth. You know, growth don't come overnight. Maturity don't come overnight. But we should be willing to, by denying thyself and take up the cross and follow Jesus. So many people don't want to deny themselves. They are being deceived of themselves. They don't want to walk in the order of God's grace and His mercy. You know, God's grace and mercy, well, it didn't do it forever. God told us, you know, even in the Word of God, is, you know, this is, many of you familiar with the scripture, seeking first the kingdom of God. First of all, your focus should be seeking the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is near. You don't have time to patricate the kingdom, the glory of God, because God's glory allow you to reap the benefit, to reap what's due to you according to His purpose plan for your life in the perfect will that He established beforehand. Oh, people of God, we in the season that we must come together and showcase godly love. We have so many people in the kingdom, in the body of Christ, glory be to God, are straying away from the churches, you know, glory be to God. And this is not the time for the people to stray away from the church. This is the time to come and worship God. God say, you know, He sent the preacher to teach you the word of God. Glory be to God. So you have to be in your place, people of God, from everywhere. I'm not just talking in a specific location. I'm speaking nationwide. We got so many people in the kingdom that say they are Christian people, but really you are church folk. My God, my God. You have to know, as a Christian, you have to do sacrifice. You have to sacrifice your flesh, you know, glory be to God, and putting your flesh in subjection and allow your spirit man, which is in Christ Jesus, to arrive, to overtake it. Don't you know the devil's job is to stop your growth, to stop your progress, so you won't go into the places that God have desired you with your name on it. The devil want to keep you bound and stagnate, but the devil is a liar. You have the power to call those things as though they're not. The Bible gave you clarity to call those things as though they're not. You have the victory over the enemy when it's concerning your purpose and destiny. Only thing you need to do is say, Lord, give me a healthy mindset. If you have a healthy mindset setting, glory be to God, God will begin to create the wealth of ideal that come from on high to teach you how to establish, my God, your empire. My God, many of you are seeking, glory be to God, seeking to prosper and be in good health. But is your dream lined up in the will of God? Is your dream is going to bring benefit to the kingdom. We need to know we in the time that we need to build. You know, glory be to God. I am so grateful, glory be to God. God has allowed me to be, my God, to be built up for the kingdom. I'm built up for the kingdom, my God. I've been chosen as a young girl, my God, to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus, my God. But don't you know one thing? The teaching will bring a lot of healing. It chastises you. It allows you to know you can't do what you want to do. Don't you know that the flesh wants to do what it wants to do? The flesh is cursed when it wants to do, because God tell you in his word, the spirit and the flesh is going to be in conflict. For number one, your flesh of carnality would never enter to the high places. Don't be deceived, because he said the spirit and the flesh is in conflict. It will be your super, your intellect, your supernatural, allow you to engage in the supernatural realm to bring down, my God, to bring down the nuggets that God concerning your growth and going to the next phase of the next level. My God, people of God from everywhere, I tell you, you need to be seeking for growth. Growth is that you will learn the process, my God, that you will learn the order of God, my God, to teach and preach the gospel. My God, I am so sick and tired of fake teaching. My God, we have people in the kingdom of God, you know, they just want to give you sound doctrines, what you're saying, prophetess, pastor, what I'm saying, they want to give you words to make you feel good, that cater to the carnality of things, but don't want you to know that there are chastisements, my God, and discipline when you step out the will of God. Because the Bible declare, it said your flesh is an enemy towards God. It would never enter the high place. That's why God say deny yourself. Yes, he talking about carnality, your way of thinking. Deny yourself, take up the cross and follow Jesus. See, that's why they tell you in the Bible, the narrow road, it deals with righteousness when you are a child of God. And it's hard for those to find it because they can't walk upright in the things of God. It always will have some kind of conflict to come and give them a taste of the will of God instead of having a taste for the will. You in the kingdom of growth, you have to have a hunger and a thirsty for righteousness to enter the high places. My God, for greater is he that is in us than he that's. You have to declare and decree the victory over your situation, circumstance, and the conditions that you're facing. You have to declare and decree it and rebuke the adversary that go to and for seeking to steal your idea of your creativity, mindset. Don't you know it is the devil's job to stop the progress of your growth so you won't enter into your place of rest in God? But don't you know that you have the power, my God, to thread over serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy? And nothing, I said nothing, by any harm shall harm you. My God, people of God, you got to get ready. You got to get ready, because we are in a season that is no time to lack. It's no time to lack the wisdom of God. My God, you're in a season that God wants to elevate you into the places that you have endured because concerning your commitment, your loyalty, and your faithfulness. My God, can I tell you something, people of God? My God, we know, my God, we know that it's not easy to live a holy life, but we need to strive for that. We need to strive for perfection. You know, people of God, let me tell you something. God have really allow me and kept me and still keeping me, my God, you know, help me, glory be, from a relationship with a man, and like I see, in over 15 years, and praise God. And I'm glad that he allowed me to be, you know, as a virtuous woman of God, glory be to God, and until my desire of God allow it to come to pass when the king arrived. But until then, I shall stay focused on my assignment. My God, sometimes I get lazy, you know what I'm saying, because of what's around me. It's not because I can't do it. It's because I get so tired of hearing so much trials of tribulation. Yeah, we all got to go through trials and tribulation, but we can't give life to it. We can't give energy to our emotions and feelings. You know, we get so caught up in carnality, and you lose yourself of character and God. And God can't do anything with you because now you have stagnated your walk and your taste with God, because now you have a taste of your own agenda. And God is not pleased with your own agenda. God want you to obey his assignment that he placed in you and through you. You have to know there's strength in the word of God when it's concerning his assignment. My God, you know, Abraham was tested. My God, Abraham was tested through his son, you know, to see what he sacrificed his son, Isaac. And God found favor that his heart wasn't selfish. He was willing to kill his only son. And God allowed him to live. My God, how many of you would sacrifice something you really love and to give it to God and say, you know, you ready to let it go, you know? And if you do desire to let it go, don't you know that God will supersede you into to great miracles, my God, of breakthroughs in your life? My God, I tell you, people of God, get ready, get ready. God is still working on me. I know I have to accomplish books, but it's a season, it's a season. I've been procrastinating. You know, I know how to, my God, you know, I know how to release, because I'm not in denier. So I am in progress, you know, of growth, of maturity. I still procrastinate, not because I desire to, or you know, glory be to God, it just happened to be so, you know, because somebody said, oh, you want, no, I don't want to do that. It's like it's so frustrated, things that irritates me, which deal with sin. Glory be to God. I tell you, people of God, just like sin, God hates sin. God does hate sin. He's the holy God. You know, glory be to God. I hear people, no, baby. God hates sin. He wants you to come out of your sin, just like Jesus told the woman, sin no more, when she was found guilty with the Pharisees. And it was about to stone her, but Jesus said, who have not sinned, cast the first stone. So they couldn't cast the stone because they have sinned. Glory be to God. So how can you stone this woman and you are in the same situation? So at that point of hour, my God, Jesus gave her grace. And he said, after the grace, sin no more. My God. So the same thing that God would give to the people of God, he will allow you to embrace grace. Grace in asking God for more grace, because we all fall short of his glory. We have no one in this earthly tent are perfect. We strive for it to be perfect and perfected in the things of God and be more affected in the wisdom of God. Oh, Shikaraba, to bring healing and deliverance, that Jesus may be glorified and the body of Christ be edified. So we're in the prophetic season for growth to take effect in your livelihood, the lifestyle, to be hungry and thirsty after holiness and righteousness, because righteousness is still right. Amen. Holiness is still right. Glory be to God. I hear so many people, you know, glory be to God, you know, think it's a struggle. No, 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 no. The Bible say life and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So you speak life. Don't say what you can't do, because you give in life when you say I can't. See, God don't see that make you double minded and stagnate in your faith walk with God. Glory be to God, because you say I can't. No, I can. See, the word of God tells us, glory be to God, you say I can do all things in Christ Jesus. See, you have the ability, yes, yes, Lord, the ability that you can do all things in Christ Jesus that strengthen you. But you have to have an open ear to hear, and your will have to line up with the word of God to know that I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen me. Ephesians, ladies and Ephesians, glory be to God, hallelujah. That's my favorite scripture, but it's in the verse 13, but I believe it's in 3, but I'll double check. But that's my favorite scripture, because you can do all things in Christ Jesus. And then you have to have this built up in your faith to know I can do all things in Christ Jesus. Just you have the power, glory to God, to break the yokes that try to stagnate your walk of teaching, kingdom living, glory to God, of feeding off her kingdom living. My God, my God. So your word should be, I'm more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And then I can do all things in Christ Jesus, Ephesians 4 and 13. So I can do all things in Christ Jesus that strengthen me. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. See, now I had built up my faith to know the characteristic who I am in God. Amen. So when you build yourself the character who you are in God, nothing can defeat you, because now you have taken the zeal and the characteristic of Christ into your life. For greater is he that is in me than he that's in this world. Then God said, oh my God, I can do more exceedingly abundantly anything I think or act. Now I have in the faith to know that I can conquer my fears, my God, through faith. What are you saying? What are you saying? Now I can defeat the stronghold that tried to keep me in privity. But now I have the power to break the yoke of privity over my mind. Glory be to God. You know, you have the power. You have the power to break that yoke of poverty. My God, poverty calls lack in your life. Poverty don't have to just be being poor. Poverty can be that you're not moving. My God, you're not moving and to be more affected in your gift or your talent that God has given to you. You can also be lazy in that area. and it caused a defect, a poverty. See, poverty don't have to just be a poor. Poverty can be thinking poor. My God, my God. Poverty can be doubting. My God, my God. So the thing is, I have to, excuse me, I have to break this yoke, my God, and change the mindset. Because the Bible declared Romans, my God, you know what the words say, be not conformed to the things of this world, but be ye transformed in the renewing of your mind. Your mind has to be renewed. Glory be to God. So now I have to allow my mind to be renewed. Glory be to God. Now the setting of my mind has to glorify God. Amen. To God be the glory.
Let me see something.